Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was so stuck because of past hurts, trauma, pain, her marriage, her family, unbearable. But she got supernaturally unstuck. And she says she knows how to not only get you unstuck, but when you get unstuck, your marriages will be the way God determined them to be. Your relationship with your children will be unstuck. And your relationship with God will be unstuck. So, Trish, would you agree that your husband, who is now in heaven, Jack Frost, was an amazing combination? He was one of the most adventurous humans on Earth, but he was also one of the most wounded humans on Earth. I mean, that's quite a package. And he went to a conference. Your marriage was like most of your marriages, kind of good one day, bad another day. You know what I'm talking about. And he went to a conference, and it totally changed him. And it totally, in fact, Jack was such an adventurous person. Let's go to a clip from the last time I interviewed him on television.
Father God comes into that closet and takes me in his arms and held me. And for 45 minutes...
Excuse me, Jack. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing what you're saying. What do you mean, God held you? What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness, here we go again.
God held me. And I had such a need of comfort. I had never felt comforted. I was 44 years old and consumed with fear.
Are you telling me that you felt like I just felt? That God did that?
I could feel the arms of God around me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I told you he was adventurous,
but I
have to tell you, Trish, I'm still not comfortable with a man jumping in my lap.
I wouldn't be either.
How tall was he?
6'5".
How would you like a 6'5" man to jump in your lap? You know what I mean? But now, Jack's parents were alcoholics. He was almost a tyrant at home. Is that fair?
Pretty much, yeah.
Your background. Now, you were raised in a very Christian family, but very legalistic.
Right.
And your father had a heart attack at a young age, and you went from middle class to barely getting by.
Right.
What is it about us humans that whatever our father is like, that's what we attribute God to? What causes that?
Well, I think it's the first relationship with a male figure in our life. You know, it's our earthly father. And it's out of that relationship that we learn how to be comfortable in the presence of love. And if we don't have that, you know, that love, you know, expressed to us in, you know, in ways that nurture us, you know, that cause us to want to live, that cause us to be affirmed and feel comfortable. You know, if our basic needs aren't taken care of in this relationship, it kind of helps us, or it really makes us see Father God in the same lens that we see our earthly dad in.
So, you know, she gets married like everyone. And what is the image of a marriage? Not your parents. The image of a marriage is Hollywood. Right. And so it wasn't Hollywood, was it?
No, it wasn't, because Jack grew up in a very wounded home with wounded parents, and they did not know how to meet his needs. You know, we all have needs of love, affirmation, security, and purpose, and Jack's family only provided those conditions if Jack was performing. You know, if he was being the best kid, or if he was the best tennis player, or if he was living life doing everything that made his parents look good. And so Jack was kind of, you know, he wasn't rebellious or whatever, but he just never felt valued just because he was a guy, just because he was a kid. You know, he never had that place of security like when Jack jumped in your lap. It might have made you feel uncomfortable. But Jack was very comfortable in that at that time in his life. He was very comfortable with the presence of a father.
Okay, both of you, we might say, were love-starved.
Right.
And you were literally each sucking the life out of each other because you were so love-starved. Is that unusual?
I think that it's very usual. I get to travel all over the world, and everywhere I go, I see marriages in the same shape. Some marriages were in worse shape than ours because so many people are wounded. And here's a great statistic I learned not too long ago. 80% of kids under the age of 18 years old today are living in homes where the birth father is not there. So can you imagine what's going on in that home, you know, whenever they're put in a home or an environment to where there's no environment created for them to feel valued, for them to feel like, okay, somebody is proud of me. Somebody sees what's inside of me, and they want me to have a purpose, and they want to affirm me. Where I travel, that's most places, that's most homes that I see. I mean, over 80%. That's unheard of.
Well, Jack went to a conference. He comes home, and he does something. Well, he repents, candidly, because I know you're a transparent person.
Right.
When he came home, he went out a tyrant. He comes home. He apologizes for his actions.
Well, he did.
What did you think initially?
I was suspicious. You know, I mean, I had seen Jack say, I'm sorry, you know, before, but his I'm sorry was, I'm sorry, but if you hadn't have done this, I wouldn't have behaved that way. Or I'm sorry for this, but, you know, there was always an excuse attached to his repentance.
A justification.
Right, a justification, why he did what he did. This time he comes in, and there's his demeanor is different. There's a gentleness, you know, there's a hardness, you know, and so I'm suspicious. I'm like, okay, this is going to change any minute. But then he comes in, and he humbles himself, and he takes ownership. See, Jack had never done that. It was always, I'm sorry, if you did not do. This time it was, I'm sorry, Tricia. I realize that I have hurt and wounded you. You know,
Hold that thought.
Sure.
I want to find out exactly what he said, because it transformed him. I want to find out what happened to him. What transformed him? Because once he was transformed, Trish was transformed. Once she was transformed, their family was transformed. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now. Many viewers report testimonies of miracles, signs and wonders, and healings as a result of watching It's Supernatural.
I was afraid of the supernatural until I started watching your TV program and since doing your mentoring study guide and DVD. Now the fear has gone, and I do believe I have received an impartation from God.
If you've been touched through watching It's Supernatural, share your testimony at sidroth.org/praise.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Jack Frost goes to a conference on the Father's love. He comes home and he totally amazes his wife and family. Tricia, tell me what happened to Jack at that conference.
Well, at that conference, there was a gentleman there by the name of Jack Winter, who was 5 foot six, prayed for Jack Frost, who was 6 foot five, to receive a revelation of the Father's love. Well, what is that? You know, I mean, and so Jack asked him, what do you mean a revelation of the Father's love? So he asked him a question, has your earthly father ever blessed you? And Jack said, no, my earthly father has never spoken a blessing. And a blessing is simple. You know, it's just saying words of affirmation. It's just saying over your child what you would love to see happen in their life. You know, it's just like a blessing, you know.
Well,
just,
you know, in Judaism,
right,
we do have that blessing.
Exactly.
But I had a problem. You know what my problem was? My father blessed me in Hebrew, but I didn't speak a word of it. I didn't even know what he was saying. So, he was blessed. Mm-hmm. When he gets home, what did he repent of to you?
Jack had wounded us so terribly in that same thing, in that drivenness. You know, he repeated in his life with his family the same things that he experienced at home. You know, his mom and dad were alcoholics. Jack became an alcoholic and a drug addict. And out of his pain from his past, he began to wound us. You know, my oldest son, Micah, an amazing young man, but he never could do anything right in Jack's eyes. So he was always trying to make us perform for a place of value in his heart. Well, we never could do it right, so we never felt loved and affirmed and accepted, because as soon as we tried to do this right, it never was good enough.
How did you feel?
Well,
personally?
Eventually I gave up. You know, I was ready to say, you know what, I'm done with this marriage. You know, I didn't grow up in this kind of home, and I really thought that my husband was going to be just like my daddy, you know, loving, kind, and affirming. Yeah. So I was ready to give up. Sid, the atmosphere of our home was so totally different when Jack was not at home than when he was at home. It was so hard when he was home. Our kids loved it whenever he was gone.
How long did it take? Well, you were suspicious. How long did it take with you to see this is a genuine change in the kids?
Well, not long. I was surprised that it didn't take long, because he came home and for the next weeks, he could do nothing but cry. He was so gentle and he was so kind. That had never been the Jack we knew.
Did he cry much before?
No, never. Never, you know, cry at all, unless, you know, he might have cried if he got a fish hook in his hand or something, right, you know, like that. But he never cried, and so he cried constantly. And he was always looking at our kids and, you know, just like so humbled, you know, so in conflict and turmoil that his kids, like our oldest son, couldn't look you in the eye. Well, he couldn't look you in the eye, because if he was afraid that if he looked his dad in the eye, he was always going to be disdained. You know, he was always going to not feel that place of love.
With people that are watching right now, how does wounding come?
Well, I think wounding comes first with, you know, someone speaking a curse over you or not valuing you or just not affirming you to life, especially if it's your children, you know. And then that place of woundedness causes us to begin to think negatively about that person. We're constantly thinking negatively because we don't have any good memories with that person. And then that takes you in a place to where the enemy really, you know, kind of has access to you, because if you keep thinking negatively long enough about someone, then you step into sin and disobedience, because you begin I hate to say hate, because my kids never hated their dad, but they couldn't think good thoughts about their dad.
But you know what? And I'm sure you've observed this. Someone has a parent that's an alcoholic, and they say, I hate him. I hate what he's doing. I'll never be like that. And whatever they hate, they become.
Yeah, but they judge that person with a bitter root. A bitter root is a negative emotion. See, you can have good strongholds. Like you can say...
What is a stronghold?
Well, a stronghold is a fortress of thought that you continually repeat over and over and over again till it finally becomes your truth or whatever. Or it's a negative... It can be a negative emotion to how you view someone. And you build on that and you build on that. But see, there are good strongholds too. Like, you can have an alcoholic parent, and you can say, you know what, I don't want to become that way because I don't want to hurt or wound my children. That's a good stronghold. But a bad stronghold or a bitter root, it's when I hate you. You have hurt me. You have wounded me. And you lose all dishonor and you can't respect that person. And so you begin to disobey that person because you can't live, you know, in their rules and regulation, and it breeds rebellion.
I want you, when we come back from the break, mm-hmm. I want you to explain how people can be healed. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so amazing? As Tricia explains, it's not that difficult.
It really is.
We'll be right back.
Yay.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, which includes her powerful book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements, her transforming three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Your Heart and the Heart of Your Family, plus this bonus bookmark, I Am God's Happy Thought, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9244. Through Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, you will replace false beliefs and negative thinking that have invaded your mind and be awakened to God's truths contained in the Scriptures concerning His supernatural love and unending grace. Discover how wounds and deep hurts from your past have been used by Satan to keep you and your loved ones from experiencing all the supernatural blessings God has for you. Experience supernatural restoration and foster dynamic, successful relationships with your spouse, children, and others. Experience emotional and physical healing like never before through the powerful prayers included in the Freedom Pack. Be set free from demonic strongholds that rob you from fulfilling your God-given destiny and purpose. Be set free from false belief that God is constantly judging you. Break free from ungodly fear that impedes you from obtaining all the promises of God for your life. Also, receive this special bookmark that will constantly remind you from the Bible that Father God loves you, forgives you, accepts you, and doesn't constantly judge you. Don't miss out on getting Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, which includes her powerful book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements, her transforming three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Your Heart and the Heart of Your Family, plus this bonus bookmark, I Am God's Happy Thought, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9244. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9244 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, Tricia, this marriage wasn't made in heaven, but it turned into a marriage made in heaven. Give us some keys. There are people hurting that are watching us right now. Give us a few keys.
Well, I think for Jack and I, where it began was when Jack began to humble himself and take ownership for his behavior. You know, it took the responsibility and it changed the environment of our home. And as we watched Jack live this life, you see, it wasn't just some teaching that he, you know, he came home with. He began to live a life as a loving father. You know, we didn't have to perform. We didn't have to feel accepted. You know, we didn't have to do anything to measure up for this place. And so Jack brought that freedom home, and he brought it home. And then after he repented to me, he individually, and now this is after also, you know, he had done this once before, mm-hmm. and he individually began to live a life of relationship with each child. You know, each child was different. And he began to just love each child unconditionally. He began to bless each child, to speak life over each child.
What did you see with you? What was he doing with you?
Again, before, I was always kind of more like the slave girl or whatever. Everything in my life was promote Jack. And what he did differently, he came home and he began to see me as important. My desires, my needs. What is it that makes you happy, Tricia? What can we do today? How can we live life to where we're a team instead of I'm the headship, I'm the ruler, you know, and you have very little value unless I need you for something.
Many, if not all of us, have been wounded, probably from childhood.
Right.
And many of us have blocked those wounds out. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we can't even deal with them.
Right.
What hope is there for us?
Well, I think as you position yourself for a supernatural revelation from Father God, because that is supernatural. You know, I think healing comes in two ways. First, we've got to be willing to identify the woundedness. We've got to be willing to say, Father God, I see this behavior in my life, and I realize my behavior wounds other people, and I really want to change, but I need help. And then I feel like Father God begins to put people in your life that'll help you. But you know, nothing happens without a supernatural breaking forth of God's presence into the situation. If God doesn't come into the situation with help, we are doomed. And so it's twofold. First, recognizing that you need help and being willing. Jack had a humility about him that I'd never seen before. He was willing, you know, again, to take responsibility for how he had hurt and wounded the people in his life.
You became from a wilted flower. Did you ever in your wildest imagination think you would be seated right there where Jack was talking to people throughout the world? Ever.
That was not something that I dreamed about, no. I always wanted to be Mrs. Ulysses Barney Frost IV and the mother of his children, and that was enough for me. But you know what? Jack, he left us such an amazing foundation and legacy. His healing not only has healed the hearts of his family, but it has healed the world. We still have thousands of people that come to us on a regular basis to receive a revelation of the Father's love. Well, what is that? I want to experience the same healing that healed your family. How do I get there? And so I get invited to conferences. I go all over the world sharing just my experiences.
But you know what? What you have just shared, I believe if you will take that to heart and with God's help, mm-hmm. it is the beginning. Is it too late for anyone, Tricia?
Well, I don't think so. You know, this happened for us whenever we were in our 40s, you know, and we have people come to us all the time. We have a testimony of one young man that was in his 50s. He thought there was no hope. He was in and out of mental hospitals all of his life. And his parents at 70 years old got a hold of this revelation of how do you bring healing, you know, into your relationship? How do you heal the hearts of the very ones you've wounded? And at 70 years old, his parents took ownership of their 50-year-old son, of how they had wounded him, how they had abandoned him, all the things they had done to him. And it not only brought healing into his life, he has never been in a mental hospital since then. You know, he's come alive. He's living his destiny. He's living his purpose. And it all was because a 70-year-old mom and dad decided, I'm going to change how I think.
And it all started with Jack Frost having the Father's blessing. Can I pray that blessing over you? Maybe your father never prayed that blessing over you. I pray in the Messiah of Israel's name, Yeshua, Jesus, the Anointed One, that you would experience the love of God.
Yes.
You would experience the presence of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. That you would be blessed in your work, blessed in your family, blessed in your health, blessed in your finances, blessed in supernatural wisdom and dreams and imaginations, that you would be able to be so complete in Messiah that you would be helping other people, that you would not be the walking wounded anymore. You would be walking as a son of a Father God that wants to just shower you with his love. And out of that abundance, you're not sucking people's love. You are giving love. That you walk in humility. And you walk in gifting from the Most High God. In Jesus' name, I pray. This is your moment. Be free in Jesus' name.
Tens of thousands worldwide have been transformed and set free to experience the supernatural love of God through the ministry of Tricia and Jack Frost. Get ready to access supernatural joy, freedom, healing, and love as Tricia Frost imparts to you the language of heaven that will change the way you think, act, and live life. Call now and get Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, which includes her powerful book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements, her transforming three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Your Heart and the Heart of Your Family, plus this bonus bookmark, I Am God's Happy Thought, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9244.
Your marriage, is it what God says it's supposed to be? Are you living heaven on earth, or have you given up? Are you headed towards divorce? Haven't you thought there must be something better?
Through Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, you will replace false beliefs and negative thinking that have invaded your mind and be awakened to God's truths contained in the scriptures concerning His supernatural love and unending grace. Discover how wounds and deep hurts from your past have been used by Satan to keep you and your loved ones from experiencing all the supernatural blessings God has for you. Experience supernatural restoration and foster dynamic, successful relationships with your spouse, children, and others. Experience emotional and physical healing like never before through the powerful prayers included in the Freedom Pack. Be set free from demonic strongholds that rob you from fulfilling your God-given destiny and purpose. Be set free from false belief that God is constantly judging you. Break free from ungodly fear that impedes you from obtaining all the promises of God for your life.
When people read the book and listen to the CDs, their lives are forever changed because it gives them information, yes, but revelation. And so they get a hold of the materials, they begin to apply them to their lives, and they watch their family change.
Also, receive this special bookmark that will constantly remind you from the Bible that Father God loves you, forgives you, accepts you, and doesn't constantly judge you.
You know something is wrong. So the question I have for you, are you ready to do something about it? Even though you feel hopeless, I tell you, in God, all things are possible.
Don't miss out on getting Tricia Frost's Freedom Package, which includes her powerful book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements, her transforming three-part audio CD teaching, Healing Your Heart and the Heart of Your Family, plus this bonus bookmark, I Am God's Happy Thought, yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9244. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9244 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest gets caught up into the heavenlies and eavesdrops on conversations between Jesus and Father God, and then he just acts out what they've been saying. Isn't that what the Messiah taught? I only do what I see my Heavenly Father doing.